Our family has been reading through this book, and I am going to be completely honest with you. We've missed several days between travels and other hectic parts of the Christmas holiday season, but I wanted to read some of it this morning to share with you. It's kind of an Advent book and kind of works you through waiting on Jesus' coming this day, this morning. I want to start by reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 19. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. You will recognize him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven. Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all those things in her heart and thought about them often. I don't know about you, but this morning seemed different when I woke up. I mean, doesn't Christmas morning kind of dawn just a little bit differently? It feels very different to me. I woke up quite early this morning. I don't know about you, but anytime I wake up on Christmas morning, it just feels different, no matter what day of the week it is. That's because the glory is rising. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to all the earth. God has left the glory of the galaxies and has come down to save us, to love us, to rescue us, to free us. God is here. Jesus is born to you. The glad tidings are to you. It's like the sky is filling with a light that is different from the sun or the stars or anything of this world. It's like one star kind of leaned a little bit too close to the glory and majesty of God and blew up bright. It lit up the shepherds on the hills. They blazed bright too, full of wonder. The shepherds ran all the way to the manger where even the fiery star surely seemed dim next to the brilliance of Jesus, the light of the world. All over the world right now, millions of trees dance with light. All over the world right now, millions of gifts are being given. All over the world right now, at the foot of every tree, we're all unwrapping love. Jesus, the Sun King, who made everything in this universe, gives us the sun to warm our skin and the moon to make a bright door in the sky. Jesus gives you the stars to dance glory over you. He gives you a whole sky of air for you to breathe in, to fill your lungs with life, life to the full. Everywhere, there are gifts from Jesus. And when we sin and fall and trip and aren't happy with what God gives us, we're not content with what He gives us, Jesus never stops loving us. He comes and gives us Himself. That's what Jesus is saying to you this Christmas day. I'll take your broken heart and give you my whole one. Isn't that the most amazing gift? Isn't that the greatest gift? You can always have as much of Jesus as you want. Our whole grand epic story right from the beginning has been about Him, about Jesus. And when people see that it's all about Jesus, this is what they say from Luke chapter 24. Wasn't it like our hearts were on fire right inside of us? That's what they said when they had spent time with Jesus. Can't you see it? This day the light comes. The Bible tells us Jesus is the light of the world. Can you feel it? Something stirring in your heart this day. It's just a little bit different than any other day. Now the shepherds out in the hills of Bethlehem that night had angels come to them, lighting their hearts on fire. But no one else heard angels. Everyone else only heard the news from these shepherds. When your heart is full of Jesus, you are like a flaming match that lights up all the other hearts with the news of Jesus. When you're just one of the raggedy manger stragglers who comes with nothing but your raggedy self to Jesus, when you lean in close over Jesus in that manger and you see His blazing glory, when you come close to Him, how can you not just scramble out of there and make your way into the world telling everyone about the love of Jesus? A heart that really loves Jesus could catch the world on fire. It's true, Jesus came into the world for you, for me. It's true, you came into the world for Him. He wants to use you to tell everyone about Him. The whole world lingers during this day. It's like we don't want Christmas to end. And so we kind of pause and we celebrate and we sit together and we long for this wonder of Christmas to kind of continue on. But somewhere, one Christmas candle flames bright in the quiet. It will never, ever be dark again. Isaiah wrote these words, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. God is with us. Jesus is with us. Jesus stays with us." The Christmas candle burns today. It gives its brilliant light because Christmas goes on forever. We have Jesus with us, the greatest gift of unfailing, unbeatable, unstoppable love that we can keep unwrapping all of our days. I am hoping that this becomes a better tradition for our family than it was this year. We've had this book a little over a year now, and we didn't make it through this year, but hopefully we'll get there one of these days. I have some thoughts, though. I shared some Christmas memories last night. All of us have some special Christmas memories, I'm certain, and maybe this type of a Christmas memory will be something that we establish here at the church. But all of us have some kind of Christmas memories. I have some things in my mind. We used to go to my grandma's house on my mom's side on Christmas Eve. And we would have a great time with all the aunts and uncles and cousins, and we would open up the gifts, and we would watch some TV and that sort of thing. And then we would come home, and we would have to, we'd have to take showers because everyone on my mom's side smoked, and it was just one of those kind of nights. You know what that's like, perhaps. Christmas morning, we would get up, and we would open up the stockings at our home, and then we would make our way into my grandma's house on my dad's side of the family. Never knew my grandpa. He had passed away shortly after I was born. But we would spend time with them, and all kinds of fun memories would take place. One of my Christmas memories is from our first Christmas in Mexico. Our son had just been born, and Dana wanted this picture of him in his Santa costume or Santa outfit, and she wanted a Christmas background. And so she's like holding him out kind of like Lion King, you know, so that she's not in the picture. And we're just taking this picture of Jacob. He's not even a month old. Well, that didn't quite work. So my lovely creative wife actually put a green blanket over her head and then held him out like Lion King. I have the picture somewhere. In fact, no, I'm just kidding. But what are some of your favorite Christmas memories? Things that, if you could boil down maybe your favorite Christmas memory to one word, what would it be? Lights? Traveling. I can relate. Traveling may become one of our Christmas memories. This year, we made our way to Kansas and back safely. No problems with the roadways. But last year, we have a fun 180-degree spin on the interstate kind of memory. Maybe it's presents, maybe it's tradition, maybe it's family, shopping, togetherness. What is the one word that maybe comes to mind when you think of Christmas? Love? I've listened to some people over the past few weeks at the church here and outside of the church, and one word that I haven't heard is the word hope. And I think Christmas is honestly, if you boil it down, you'd be hard-pressed to take hope out of Christmas. Christmas is about hope. How does Christmas become about hope? Well, 2,000 years ago, a baby was born into this earth. God became man, sent his son here to be born of a virgin. He would live his life here. He would die on a cross. He would resurrect from the dead. He would pay a price that we were meant to pay so that we could have hope of salvation. Christmas is about hope. Without Christmas, we would have no Messiah. We would have no Savior. We would have no salvation. Christmas is about hope. A lot of times, we put our hope in other things. Our family is going to go home after this, and we're going to open up our presents together. We're going to open up the stockings and see what's inside. And then we'll open up gifts and exchange those and enjoy our time together today. There's been a lot of excitement around our house, at least with our two daughters. Our son, he got his Christmas gift a few weeks ago around his birthday. It was kind of a combination thing. But so he's kind of like, well. But the girls are quite excited about Christmas today. I'm excited about Christmas today. I hope that you're excited about celebrating Christmas, whether that started last night or today. But here's the thing. I want to challenge you not to get too caught up in your excitement and forget the real reason of Christmas. Don't forget the real hope of Christmas is in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we put our hope in our kids and the sports that they're in or the musical things that they're in or the different activities that we take them to and the money we spend on all of that, and we put our hope. We do want our kids to succeed, and we hope that they do, but we need to be careful that we don't put our hope there. Sometimes we put our hope in our career. If I can just make enough money, if I can climb the corporate ladder. Sometimes we put our hope in our retirement. I'm going to save, I'm going to work, and then I'm just going to travel and see the world. And all these different things are okay, but if we don't realize that our real hope needs to be in Jesus Christ, our hope is going to be failed and flawed and lost at some point. So I want to challenge you this day. Celebrate the birth of Jesus. Celebrate with family and friends, but don't forget where our hope needs to be, firmly grounded in our faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that Jesus saves you? Is your faith squarely and firmly founded in that understanding? Jesus can save you from your sins. Let's pray together this morning.